We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, talking today with Ron Fear, Manhattan City Manager, and Yusha Reddy, the mayor of the city of Manhattan. And got some questions here that were called in a little bit earlier in the show. And of course, we're having a little technical problem with the phones, so I will just ask them to you here in order. The first question was, and this is from Paul, what is the city's total indebtedness, not including specials?
So I want to say it's around 240. I don't have that information at my fingertips. So I'm going strictly from memory, and that special assessment debt, I think, is around 50 or so. The other things that consider is that we've got a lot of special obligation debt, not just the subdivision specials, but like our tax increment financing bonds, our STAR bonds, all of that, which are covered by special revenue streams. So, sorry, that's the best I can do on that one for right now.
Okay. As far as parking at the airport, when will the city start charging for that?
So that's to be determined. Originally, that schedule was to kind of wait on that a little bit. For a while, even pre-pandemic, we were going to hold off and decide on when we were going to start that parking component. We did issue temporary notes for the construction financing, so we've got some time to consider that. However, one of the things that that we are installing all of the equipment to provide the parking, and that has to be tested. So the airport board recently met and are working on some recommendations to make to the city commission. And I think they, as soon as the project is accepted, which should be this fall towards, I think the deadline is in November. So shortly thereafter, it's going to be important to test that equipment. So they're talking about putting in just a nominal fee for at this point. Obviously, our ridership is off significantly from what it typically is. You know, and normally we would have 7 flights a day, and we're down to about 2. So we don't want to launch a fee that we were probably planning on as a disincentive necessarily to fly. But at the same time, we do need to test that equipment, make sure it's all working properly while it's under warranty. So that'll be a component, and we'll look forward to that recommendation coming from the Airport Advisory Board.
All right. And then his third question was, with a drop in transient guest tax revenues, how will the city fund the Discovery Center?
So we did make a change to that, actually. We no longer put TGT funds directly into the Discovery Center budget and replaced it with special park and recreation funds, so which are also lower, not to say that that won't be an issue. So we'll be looking hard at just the overall bottom line of that. We've obviously cut back in our operational expenditures at all of our recreation facilities to save funds, not knowing what was going to happen. So that's certainly something that we'll continue to have to look at. We have at least one opening there, and we have selective hiring freezes in place relative to that. So we'll be looking at that overall management. And one of the things that's been impacted not only there for special event use, but just special events period is a big component in Manhattan. And we will continue to have a watch on the transient guest tax funds for the near future till, you know, most of the conferences that we're involved in, a lot of people are involved in, are virtual. And so it's a big question as to when a lot of that activity will come back in the entertainment and conferencing component, as that has a probably a larger impact on our disc. On our conference center debt structure than otherwise. So,
yeah, that's a real struggle with, and it's not just Manhattan. This is everywhere. You know, they're having to answer these questions to, like, what do we do with you have these meetings that normally are here every year, and now you don't have them, and that's a big revenue generator for communities our size, and you know, trying to replace that income is not easy.
That's exactly right. And so, you know, one of the things we've done is tried to reduce those expenses. We had some reserves in some of those areas, but as part of our work session next week, we do plan to give a kind of a status of our 2020 budget year to date, which shows that there'll continue to be some funds like the transient guest tax fund. Even our special park and rec fund, which I mentioned, which is based on alcohol sales, and that's split three ways. There's a third of it that goes into the special park and rec fund. There's a third that goes into the special alcohol fund, which helps fund prevention and education programs. School district's a recipient of some of those funds, as well as some of our other social service agencies, Pawnee Mental Health and others. For treatment and education programs, and then the other third goes into the general fund. Now that revenue is based on actual alcohol sales at establishments, so like at restaurants, bars, that sort of thing. Obviously, that's been impacted significantly. It is not revenue that's obtained off liquor store sales, so and carryout. So it's a that's another one that we'll continue to watch, and some of our other revenue streams are down as well. Speaking of the airport, so we have passenger facility charges. That is a fee that's tacked on here and at the next place that passenger goes to. That entity collects it as well on each ticket sold. That's helping to pay the debt service on the terminal expansion. So there's a lot of travel related and entertainment related revenue streams that we'll certainly continue to watch very closely and have a big caution sign out relative to future revenues and expenses in those categories.
Yeah, you know, early on with this pandemic, it seemed like there was a kind of a sense that, you know, we get through these few months and it'll next year will be better. But from what I'm hearing, as far as conferences, meetings, a lot of these meeting planners may not feel comfortable getting back to these meetings for a couple years even.
Yeah, I think there'll be a lot of discussion on that. You know, I guess the good news is we'll have a larger conference center so people can spread out. So mm-hmm. That project is nearly substantially complete. And so we also have construction notes on it, so we won't have permanent debt service for a few years on the expansion, but we do have some on the existing building. So we're also utilizing economic development funds that have participated in those in the past as well, and they'll be more consequently with reducing some of those funds. It'll put more pressure on the general fund or cuts in expenditures to meet that gap.
All right.
And Brandon, I just wanted to say, I think you're absolutely right about the hospitality industry and conferences and such. I think it's going to take at least a year or two for people to completely feel confident and have packed airplanes and packed conferences and conventions to move. I think people are rethinking how they do meetings also. I know for myself, I've been able to attend a lot more meetings that are located outside of Manhattan and outside of Kansas because of Zoom. And so there may be conferences that may have that option of Zooming in, even if they have an on-site meeting. So I think we are stretching the boundaries of how many people can be involved in things that are of interest to them at a broader scale. So I think we're learning from all of this, but at the same time, I think consumer confidence is going to come back to go to events such as concerts and such, and go to bigger events. But it is going to take a little bit of time. I think, you know, this morning I was listening to K-Man and we were talking about the Chiefs game last night and how much fewer people were in attendance because of the switch, whether it's from Sunday to Monday or whatever it might be. But I think, you know, people are still being cautious about capacity and where they're going and when they're going.
Yeah, absolutely right. I agree with that. Well, let's take a time out. We got one more ad break to get through, and we'll come back and wrap up our conversation. We'll look at the consent agenda next here on News Radio KMAN.